Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Yutes, 6 lines on the top of Daf Yutes and Manalaf at the new Mishnah, and the Pasuk states, and we know that they have to have a proper ksiva, as well as it has to be in a proper document. And the Mishnah states, but kol kaisvin, you'll let a writer get with any type of ink, but yoy, with some sort of black ink, basam, with some sort of paint, basikra, which is a red ink, over kumais, and some sort of a sap from a tree, or a gum, over kankantum, and with another type of ink, over chol dovishu shalkiyama, and you'll let it write with any type of ink which is permanent. Therefore, in kaisin leibem mashkin v'leibem may peiris v'leibem chaldava shein miskayim, then you now let it write a get, not with any type of liquid, and not with any fruit juice, and not with anything which would not be permanent. And the Mishnah just spoke about the type of inks that you could write with, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the elements that you could write onto and the type of paper. And the Mishnah teaches us al kol kaisin, you could write on anything. And number one, ala shel zayis, you could write on an aleph leaf. And Rashi states ala shel zayis tlusha, that has to be detached from the ground. And as the Mishnah Daf Chav Aleph Beis teaches us in Kaisim Mechuba, and Rashi says the Chsiv V'Chosav V'Nosan Sheinu Mechusa Ketitza, and Taisus on Daf Chav Aleph Beis brings from a Tesefta that you can't write a get on any type of leaf, and it has to be something similar to an Aleph Shel Zayis, and only on an Aleph Shel Zayis or Dlasu Churuv it's Kosher Mepre Sheim Minim Shel Kiyama. However, an Aleph Shel Betzalim or of Yerakis where the leaf is not Shel Kiyama, then it's possible to write in them because you have to write a get on a Dovah Shel Kiyama. Now, L'chur, it seems impossible to write a get on one olive leaf, and some explain that as long as you attach many olive leaves together and you sew them together, that would be fine. And others bring from the Yishalmi that it's possible to write even on one olive leaf, as you could write ani plaini migarshes ishtoi, and that would be a get that's kosher min atayra. And the Mishnah continues, v'al karen shel para, you could write a get on the horn of a cow, v'naisin les para, and her husband would have to be makta the paratar, and Rashi states, b'gemar mefarish taima, and similarly, al yad shel eved, you could write a get on the hand of an eved, but the husband would have to be makna the eved to his wife. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisrael Glili Eimer, Rabbi Yisrael Glili Ogden and Tanakam, and he says, in Kleisvin Leal Dovishesh Behur Echaim, you can't write a get on something that's Yesh Behur Echaim, for example, on the Karen of a Parah, or on the Yad of an Eved, and Vileal Ichlim, and you also can't write on Al Shel Zayis, because it's a food product, and even though Ali Zayis is not eaten by people, Zokta Rishash, it's Michael Behemo. And the Rishash also points out that Benigea Al Shel Zayis, Rashi says it was Tlusha, and L'chayr, why Rashi says that similar to the Karen Shel Para, that you actually gave her the tree, and Zokta Rishash says, since in the first case it doesn't say V'naisin lo esa ilon, therefore Rashi says it must be that the Al Shel Zayis was detached from the tree, and Ayin the Rishash where he points out that according to Rashi, if the actual leaf was attached to the tree, and the tree was detached from the ground, that would also be possible Ayin Shom, what the Svar is. And we begin the Gemara, and the Mishnah mentioned five different items which are kosher as ink for a get, and the Gemara will not have to find them. The yoy is the yuta, the yoy is some sort of a black ink, sam is samo, sam is some sort of a paint, and sikra, amra babachana, sikra sashma, its name is sikra sa, and some sort of a red dye or red ink, kumais is kuma, is some sort of a sap of a tree or a gum, and kantam, amra babachana, amashmul, chata ushkri, is the black dye that's used by shoemakers. And the Mishnah continued, v'chalda v'shumiskayim, and the Gemara asked, lasui mai, what is this coming to include? And the Gemara states, lasui hodatana b'chlino, it's coming to include the Bryce of Chanin taught us, kasu meitaria vafatza kosher, and if you write a get using meitaria or gallnut juice, then it will be kosher. And Rashi explains, what is meitaria? Make shamim, it's referring to rainwater that's dirty, and it leaves a permanent mark on a cloth. Then he brings another pshat, that meitaria is mayim shashayim bepri, it's water that is soaked a fruit in, and it's a fruit juice, shu kein hafatzim, which is similar to the mayim of hafatzim, which is water that gallnuts were soaked in. And the Gemara continues, tana Rav Chia taught in a brisa, kasu be'eva, if you wrote a get with lead, and Rashi explains based on the Gemara later on that we're referring to Eva Sheshafai Feres B'mayim Mashkirin, they rubbed off some of the lead into water and it caused the water to become black, and you use that as your ink. And Rabbi Chia continued, B'shacha, or if you wrote your get using coals or V'shicha, or you use shoe polish or shoe dye, kosher, in all those cases, it would be a valid get. Itma, we learned in the Braisa, Hamavad Yael Gabi Sikru B'Shabbos, as we know, there's an Issa of Kosev and there's an Issa of Mechika on Shabbos, and the Issa of Sivas, if you write two letters on Shabbos, and the Issa Mechika is only if you do Mechika al Menas Lichtav Shtei Isis on Shabbos, as if you don't do so al Menas Lichtav, then it will be considered a Kilkel. And of course, Mekalkel B'Shabbos is Pata, because it's not considered Melechus Machshavos. And Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish will now teach us that if someone had two letters that were written in red ink, and then on Shabbos he takes black ink, and he writes directly on the two letters that are written in red, and he does so on Shabbos, then Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Damri Tavayu, Chayiv Shtayim, you'll be Chayiv chayiv for two malachis on Shabbos? Achas mishum kosev. First of all, because you wrote two letters on Shabbos, and since it's black, which is stronger than the red ink, therefore it's considered a ksiva. And ma'achas mishum meichik, and one because you did a malacha mechika. And Rashi states meichik al menas lichtav shtei oisiv b'Shabbos is chayiv v'zev mochach ha'tachtoin is sikra v'kosev al yonis d'yoi. And by writing the two letters in black ink, it's considered as if you erase the red ink, which is on bottom. However, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish continued, d'yoi al gabi d'yoi, if you wrote in black ink on top of black ink, or sikra al gabi sikra, or you wrote in red ink on top of red ink, then potter, you're going to be potter on Shabbos, because you didn't do anything on Shabbos, as whatever was written before is still written and nothing changed. And finally, sikra al gabi d'yoi, if you wrote with red ink on top of black ink, amri lo chayiv, some say you'd be chayiv, amri lo potter, and some say you'd be potter on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, amri lo chayiv, that some say you'd be chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv two malachas, but mechiku, you're at least going to be chayiv because you did mechika. And Rashi explains, v'loi kosev, it's not considered like you wrote, shemetchilei kosev hogemeato, as prior to writing in red, it was already written in black, and that is a better writing than in red, and therefore it's not considered ksiva. And Rashi, two lines later, states, v'lamadim mechayiv, loy havim kalkal kolkach, shri ksuavay nika, that l'maisa, the person who says that yichayiv for mechika, is not considered a kilkol, as l'maisa, whatever was written in black beforehand, is still nika through the red dye. And the Gemara continues, Amri la Potter, and some say you're going to be Potter, Mekalkalu, that he considers this a kilkla as well. And Rashi states, V'havali k'mechik ha-melashli lichtav, l'mais over here, you did a mechika, and you didn't write anything new, because even though you wrote in red ink, but red is a weaker dye than the original black ink. And the Gemara continues, B'yim b'nei Rish Lakish b'Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish has the following question for Rabbi Yechon, Edom chein yodim lachtaim, if there are Edom that don't know how to sign a name, Ma'ach sh'yichtav lam b'sikra, and we write their names in red ink, v'yachtimu, and then they'll sign their names on top of it in black ink. As ksav ein ksav, do we say just like we found with the Geir Shabbos that the top ksav is a ksav and you chayiv for ksiva? So here also will be a valid ksiva and a valid signature, or ein ksav, or do we say that since it was written beforehand and you're only writing on top of it, that would not be a valid signature and would not be kosher for get? On Malay, and Rabbi Yechon responded, ein ksav is not a proper ksiva and it would not be a valid signature. On Malay, so Rish Lakish asked him, v'lo matan Rabbeinu, but we already learned beforehand, ksav elyon ksav le'in Shabbos, and if someone was mavid yoy al gabi sukkah b'Shabbos, that Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, da'amri tavayu, chayiv shtayim, achas b'shum kosev, achas b'shum meichik. So we see that ksav al gabi ksav is considered a ksiva, b'negei a Shabbos, and you'll even be chayiv a korban chatos. On Malay, so Rabbi Yechon responded, v'chim p'nei sh'onu medabin, nasa maisa, do you think that since I said a chayiv nowadays, and there's no chayiv korban nowadays, do you think I actually meant that if I would be at the time of the Beis Midrash, that I would be chayiv someone to actually bring a korban chatos? Ein chanami, in the time of the Beis Midrash, I would be mesupik, I wouldn't actually let them bring a korban chatos, because of the potential that he's bringing chulun hazara, as maybe he's actually not chayiv to bring a korban, because ksav al gabi ksav is not considered a valid ksiva, and therefore even though b'negei Shabbos I said it's usur to do so, as I was machmer well, l'maisa mesupik, and therefore b'negei get I will not allow someone to actually use that as a witness, and it can't be used as a valid signature. And this is the way Rashi learns a Gemara that in chanami according to Rabbi Yechon, even on Shabbos you would not be chayiv to korbanis because he was mesupik if ksav al gabi ksav is considered ksiva or not. However, the Rambam actually used paskins that b'negei Shabbos you'd be chayiv to korbanis. And the Mefarshim asked al-Khira, how will the Rambam explain our Gemara where Rabbi Yechon says v'chuyim m'pei shonim medamim nasa maisa, and they explained that what Rabbi Yechon was meant to say is that you can't compare Melecha Shabbos to the dinim b'negei ksiva regarding signatures of a get. And Ayin Shum, how they explained that b'negei Shabbos you'd be chayiv, and even so b'negei get it's not considered a val chasima. And the Gemara continues, itma we learned edim shein yodim lachtim, if you have witnesses that don't know how to sign onto a get, Rav Am Mekarlam Niyar Cholok Umalam Sekrei Niyoi, according to Rav, we saw a machlekes between Rashi and Taisis on Daf Tesam Beis as to what pshat is in this Gemara, and Rashi explained that you would take a knife and you'd scratch out these forms of the letters onto a paper, and the Edom would use ink to trace the letters, and that would be a valid signature. Taisis on Daf Tesam Beis points out, well, if you Rashi, when you have a ksav on top of a scratch, that is not considered a ksav al gabi ksav, and therefore it's valid, just like we saw over here, that even if you place black ink on top of red ink, that it would be a valid signature. However, Taiz points out that the Lashon of Makarin is not Mashma, that's talking about someone that scratched out the letters, and the Lashon of Rav should have been Misartin, and therefore Taiz brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav's Eitzah was that if someone doesn't know how to sign a name, you would actually create a stencil for him, and the person would use that stencil and place it on top of the get, and then they would fill in the area that is cut out with black ink, and it would form the letters. And I mean, Taiz is that Tesla and Bees that he brings from Yerushalmi, that the Edom would not fill in the entire letter of the stencil, as otherwise you would not be able to be Mekayim the Chasimah's Edom Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Amar Be'eva. Shmuel gives another Eitzah that if Edom don't know how to sign a name, then Bezdin would sign a name using lead, and then the Edom would trace over that. And the Gemara asks, Be'eva Salkadaitach, how can you think that Bezdin would use lead first, and then they would sign on top of that? V'atani Rav Chiya, Kasva Be'eva B'shachu V'shichur Kasha. Rav Chiya taught us early on Amid, if someone signed a get using lead, or with coal, or with shudai, then it would be Kasha. And since Eva would be Kasha for the original signature, and how could the Edom go and trace on top of that if it would be Iksav al Gav Iksav and it should not be a valid signature? And the Gemara answers like Kasha, Haba Avra, Haba Maida Avra, the Inachanami, if you use lead itself, it's something that won't last and it's not going to be a permanent mark, and therefore you could write something on top of it. And when Rav Chiya said that you let a sign a get using Eva, that was discussing a case, as Rashi pointed out, at the top of the Amid, Be'eva Sheshafay Feres B'mayim Mashchirin, they actually scraped off the lead into water, and that created an ink, and then you wrote with that ink, and that ink will be indelible, and that will be permanent. And the Gemara continues with the third Eitzah for someone that doesn't know how to sign their signature, Ravo Amma B'mei Milan, that you could first sign their name using an ink which was created from crushed gold nuts which was soaked in water, and then they'll write on top of that. And once again, the Gemara asks, V'atani Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina taught us before, Kasva B'mei Tari B'afatza Kasha, so we see that it's Kasha to sign a get using the ink made from gold nuts. If so, how could Ravo give such an Eitzah if L'chir will be K'sav al-gab K'sav? And the Gemara answered, like Kasha, hard office, hard loy office, that it depends what type of parchment are you writing on. When Ravo gave this Eitzah that they could write it in May Milan, that was talking about where they wrote that on top of parchment that was already treated with gold nuts, and therefore, since the parchment already had gold nuts on it, if you write on top of it with ink that was made from gold nuts, you're actually not going to see that ink, and therefore, it's possible for the Edom to now sign on top of that, as it's not considered K'sav al-gab K'sav. And Rav Chanina taught us that Kasav Mei Tari V'Afatza, that's kosher, that's referring to parchment that's not treated with gold nuts, and therefore when you write on top of that parchment with ink that was made from gold nuts, you'll actually be Rishum Nikar, and it'll actually be possible to actually read what you wrote, and that's why that get would be valid, and the Chesima Se'edim would be valid, even though it was written with ink made from gold nuts. And as the Gemara ends off, She'ein Mei Milan Agavi Mei Milan, because if you place an ink made from Mei Milan on top of a cloth that was treated with Mei Milan, you won't be able to see it, and therefore, if they write on top of that with a black ink, then of course it won't be considered K'sav al-gab K'sav. And the Gemara continues with the fourth Eitzah, if someone doesn't know how to sign a name, as Rav Papa Amar B'Reich, Rav Papa states, that we can first write the person's name using saliva, and then the person will go over that marking with the pen and with some sort of ink. V'chein oyrli Rav Papa l'papa tura, and this is the same way that Rav Papa Paskin, for Papa who is a wholesaler of cattle, if there are Edom that don't know how to sign a name, then B'Reich, then they could first write the person's name using saliva. And the Gemara now states, B'negei all these dinim v'hani milu b'gitin, that the only time that we made this kula is only B'negei gitin, and as we'll see, M'shem Aguna kilu b'rabanan, Avu b'shtaris, who has this mashma from Rashi, Avu b'shashtaris, but by other shtaris, then loy, that we would not have this kula, and Rashi says, Zichaza acha edim b'kiyum lachtaim, you have to go find edim that are b'kiyum to sign their own signatures. And the Gemara tells us, that Hu David uvda b'shashtaris v'nagdi Rav Kana, that it was a person that actually used edim that didn't know how to sign their own names, and they used one of these eitzes that we mentioned before, and this was done by Shashtaris, and Rav Kana gave them Makas Mardis, as he didn't feel this was proper to do. And we continue on Daf Yutasim and Beis, Tani Kavasa de Rav, we have a Braisa that says like Rav, as the Braisa states, Edom Shein Yedim Lachtaim, if you have witnesses that don't know how to sign the names, Mekarlam Niyor Cholakum Malam Sakraim Dei, which is exactly like Rav stated. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that Braisa continued, that Bemed Ramur Bekiti Noshim, that the only time we had this Kula by Neget Noshim, Al Shechur Avodim Vishakal Shtaris, but Benegeo Get Shechur of an Eved, or Benegeo other Shtaris, Im Yedim Likrais Vilachtaim, if they know how to read, and they also know how to sign the names, Chaisman they could sign, Vimla, but if they don't know how to read, or they don't know how to sign the names, Ein Chaisman, then we will not use these Edim, and we can't use these signatories. We saw this Gemara in Daf Tesam and Beis, and the Gemara asked, Kriya Mandachashmei, Chayr, the Tanakhama was not speaking about someone that didn't know how to read, and therefore, why Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Im Yedim Likrais Vilachtaim, Chaisman Vilab, Ein Chaisman, and why does he mention anything about Kriya? And the Gemara answers, Chasurim Exav Hachitani, that Ein Chanami were missing words from his Braisa, and the Braisa should read as follows. The Tanakhama stated, Edim Shein Yedim Likrais, Kurin Lefnein Vichaisman, that if you have witnesses that don't know how to read the Shtar, then you're allowed to read in front of them, and then they could sign. Vishein Yedim Lachtim, and if they don't even know how to sign, then you could actually go and use this Eitzah, Mekarlam Niyacholakum, Malas Akrayim Diyai, and on both of those Dinim, Armam Shimon Gamliel, so Shimon Gamliel now stated, Bemet Vermum, Bekite Noshim, that the only time that we said that if Edim don't know how to read and don't know how to sign the name, that we would give them an Eitzah, is only B'negei Gitin Noshim, Al Shechur Avodim, Shakal Ashtaris, Im Yedim Likris, Vilachtim Chaisman, if they know how to read and to sign the names, then they could sign, Vim Lav, but if not, in Chaisman that we wouldn't use them as signatories. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar explains, my time with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what Pshat Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shalai Ben Yisrael Benoist, that the only time that we gave this clue is B'digay Gitei Nashim, is because we didn't want Ben Yisrael to become Agunais. Rashi at the bottom of that few Tassim Menahot explains that what is the Chash of Agunais, as Rashi says, because maybe we won't find any Edim that know how to sign the names or know how to read the Shtar, and this husband who wanted to go travel and wanted to make sure he gave his wife a get before he travels may have to leave in the meantime and he won't give her a get. Or maybe in a case where this person is about to die and they didn't have children and therefore his wife will fully Yibam. And for example, if his brother's been Medina Siyam and he doesn't know how his wife will receive Chalitza and therefore he wants to give her a get at this moment before he dies in order to make sure that she's not Zakhal Yibam. And if you don't allow him to use these Edim, then he may not be able to find witnesses in time and he may die and she might become Zakhal Yibam, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Rava states, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, that these kulas only apply to Gitei Nashim, not to Shtash Doris. Rav Gamda Mishmid Rava Amah, however, Rav Gamda said in the name of Rava, Ein Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Halacha does not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore the Gemara is, Vel Gaman, according to Rav Gamda in the name of Rava, then who does the Halacha follow? It follows Rabbanon like the Rabbanon, and therefore there's no chilut between Gitei Nashim and Shtash Doris, and in all cases we would have a kula. And the Gemara is, that we just saw on the bottom of your testament, Alpha, who have an overdub to Shtash Doris, Rav Kano, that we know there was a story where someone actually used the Edom that couldn't read and couldn't sign a get by regular Shtaris, and Rav Kano gave them Makis Madis. And we see the Rav Kano Paschal on Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara answers Tegemar Akriya, the Rav Gamda said over the name of Rava, that in Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Halacha followed Rabbanan, that has only been negated in as to if the Edom have to be able to read the get and read a regular Shtar. And any Chanami Paschal that an Ed, even Benegay, a regular Shtar, doesn't have to read the actual Shtar. Well, but certainly Benegiah being able to sign his own signature, Rav Gamda did not pass like Rabbanan, and he certainly would pass like Shimon Gamliel, that the only way for an aide to sign a Shash Taris is only if he could actually sign his own name. And that's why it makes sense where there was a regular Shtar, and it was a person that was over of the B'Shash Taris, and he allowed a person that couldn't sign his name to actually sign in that Shtar, that Rav Kahana gave the person Makis Mardis. Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda Mistar, Kari V'chosim, that even though Rav Yehuda was old, and as Rashi says, Zokin Hoya Ve'in of Kayas, and he couldn't read very well, and even so, when he had to sign his name as an aid, or as a dayin, he would force himself and he would work very hard in order to read the shtar, the kuro, and he would read it, and then he would sign it. And of course, this would seem like the shita of Shimon Gamliel, Amalei Ula, but Ula said, you don't have to bother yourself so much to go and read it, because Rabbi Elazar, who was the lead in Eretz Yisrael and was the God Adar, he had two people read what the actual shtar said, and he would then sign based on what those two people said. It says that within that shtar, and Rashi says Maradar Tisol Baki Mikol Chaverim. He was a Baki more than all of his Chaverim. Masechtas Nida Mefarash Amay Karle Maradar Tisol Ayin Masechtas Nida on Daf Chafam Beis. And in addition, Rav Nachman Karo Kamei Safri Daini V'Chosim, and Rav Nachman would sign on a shtar after one of his secretaries would actually read over what the shtar stated. And Rashi tells us Rav Nachman Dayin Haya Memunim Pi Reish Galusa, and he was actually appointed from the Reish Galusa V'Chas of the Bein Nisia, and he was the son-in-law to the house of the Nasi, and therefore he was able to trust even one of his secretaries because he knew that they wouldn't lie to him because they would be scared of his power. The Gemara continues, that the only time that we said that one would work is only B'Digei Rav Nachman, and it was his own Safri D'Yanim because they were scared of him, but it would be Rav Nachman and some other secretaries from another Bezdin who weren't scared of him, or if it would be the same secretaries of Rav Nachman's Bezdin, but they were actually testifying to someone other than Rav Nachman, who they weren't necessarily scared of, Lloyd, and the din would be that one person would not be enough, and you'd have to have two people that read over the shtar. And this is the way the Rush learns our Gemara. However, Ayin the Yamshu Shleima, that he asked the Lachira, the Lashon of Gemara is not Mashma, that we're talking about two people, B'negei the story of Rabbi Elazar, and only one, B'negei Rav Nachman, as the Gemara's Lashon is the same, B'negei the story of Rabbi Elazar and the story of Rav Nachman, as the Lashon of Gemara by both is Karu Kamei. And the Gemara continues, Rav Papa Kav Asal Kamei Shtar Pasa, when Rav Papa had a shtar which was written in Persian that came in front of him, the Ovid Bakoy Shal Gutim, and it was made in the Agoyish court, Makri Lulu Shtei Kutim, he would have two Kutim read in front of him as to what the actual shtar said, Zeh Shalai Ben Tezeh, and he made sure that both of these Goyim read it to him, and one was not in front of the other, and therefore they weren't able to copy each other, but Mesiach Lefu Tumai, and he did it in a way that was only Mesiach Lefu Tumai, and they didn't know why he was asking them to read the shtar, or Magri Ben Mishabdi, once he was able to determine learned exactly what the shtar was, then he kashered the shtar, he allowed the lender to be goyva even from Meshubadim. And Rashi says, this is based on the Gemara, Daf Yudam and Beis, that stated that the shtar that's written in a different language and it's done in a Koshal Akum is a valid shtar. And Rashi says that even though in the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, we stated that Mibnei Chariv Loim Meshabdi, that's Benas Behedid Lasley Kola, that was weird, that shtar was made in private and there was no call. But over here, since it was a Koshal Akum, that was fine and it created a call. And the Gemara continues, Omer Ravashi, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Nosson, Hachi Amar Meima, So Sera Meima, Hai Shtar Pasar, De Chasim Aleh, Zad Yisrael, if there was a shtar that was written in Persian, and there were Eden that were Yisraelim that was signed to them, Meshabdi, then you could be Goyvim Meshabdi. And Lemaisa, since the Edi Chasima and the signatories were Jewish people, therefore they created a call, and even if this shtar was done in private, L'chayr would be able to be Goyvim Meshabdi, and it doesn't have to necessarily be done by Koyshal Akum either. And this Gemara was already brought down in Daf Yud Aleph, and in the Gemara before, we also asked the following question, Lemaisa, the Yisraelim that actually signed on this shtar did not know how to read the shtar, and therefore how could the Chasimas be valid? And the Gemara answered B'diodi that they did know how to read it, and the Gemara asked, the Persian's documents used to be written on cloth, it wasn't treated with gall nuts, and therefore it was Yachalas Daif, and it's not a proper shtar. And the Gemara answers, but Afitzin, that case was where the actual cloth was treated with gall nuts. And the Gemara asks, there's another requirement in the shtar, that you have to write over the last line of the shtar and write something which is not a chiddush, because we actually ignore that line, and since this was written by Persians, L'chay wasn't written properly and it should not be valid. And the Gemara answered, Bid Mahada, and in the Hanami, the shtar was written properly. And the Gemara asked, Vela Maika Mashmalan, if everything was done properly, then L'chay, what is the Chiddush about Meima? And if you can tell me the Chiddush is the Chaloshin Kosher, that if you write a shtar in any language, it's Kosher, but Tanina, that's actually a Mefurish Mishnah on the Pei Zayin Beis that states, Get Shekosvu Ivris, if you have a get that's written in Ivris, Ve'ediv Yavonis, and its witnesses are signed in Greek or Yavonis, or if it's written in Greek, Ve'ediv Ivris, then it's Kosher. The L'chay is a Mefurish Mishnah, and what's the Chiddush about Meima? And the Gemara answers, Imahi, if we would only have the Mishnah that pays Zion and Beis, Havmina Hanimil Begitin, we would think that only is applicable to a get, because as we said before, Mishamiguna Kilubar Abanan, Al Mishash Taras Loi, but maybe Venegay, other Staras, it would not be valid, and you would not be able to write in other languages. Kamash Mulan, they even allowed to write other Staras in other languages. And the Gemara continues, Amashmul, Shmul states, Nuslan Yacholok, if you give to your wife a get, and it's actually a blank page, Va'amalan, you say to her, Reza Gitech, this you get, Migureshes, she would be Migureshes, and it's Mashwa that you actually Migureshes Bevadai and Midraisa, and Chashin and Shem and Milan Kosvu, because we have to be Choshish that maybe you wrote this get with May Milan. And Rashi says, Vinivlo, and this ink was absorbed into the paper, Varmar La'ela, we learned before, Kosv May Tari Vafatsa Kosha, that if you write a get using ink made from water that had gold nuts soaked in it, that would be Kosher. And Mepharshim explained that certainly you could see that this paper is not Mamish blank, and that something was at one point written on it, and that's why it would be Kosher. However, if you have a blank paper that you can see that nothing was ever written on it, and it's mamish, a clean, new, fresh piece of paper, then certainly it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Shmuel, Meisvei, Harezi Gitech, if Reuven says to his wife Rachel, this should be a get, and right away Rachel takes it and throws it into the sea, or she throws it into the fire, or in any way that she got lost and it got destroyed, and then the husband said, Shtar Pasimu, that this shtar was really not a get, and it was really a fake shtar that my friend wrote to me, and he wrote that he owes me $1,000 in order that people should think that I'm a wealthy person and people would borrow from me. Or shtar manahu, it was a shtar that was written between me and Aloiva, and the Loiva actually allowed me to keep it because he trusted that even though I actually did not yet fund my loan, but Lemaisa, I wouldn't go and collect from him until I actually fund the loan. But in any case, it wasn't real get, and the Brisa teaches us that Mugureshes, that even though that we did not see what was written in the get, she's still considered Mugureshes, and the husband doesn't have no money to cause her to become also to go get married. And the Gemara now is Medayik can ask a question on Shmuel. The only reason that we said it's a valid get over there is because we know that something was written on that shtar and we're just not sure exactly what's written it. But if there was nothing written on this get, then the Mashmais is that Loi, that this would not be a valid get. As if this would be a valid get, then L'chari, the Brisa should have brought this case as this is a bigger chiddush. And the Gemara answers, Ina Chanami have a raya from this Brisa that the din would be that if you have a blank shtar, that would not be a valid get. And Kikam Shmuel, when Shmuel said it's a valid get, the Be'akinle B'maya Denora is only specifically in a case where they took that paper which the husband said is a get and they placed it in Maya Denora, as Rashi says, Tseva Shekarim Pagla, it was some sort of a dye, that once you place this dye on top of the document, it actually pulls out anything that was already written on the document, and they'll be able to see if there was a get on the document or not. And once you do this process, you pull it, if we're able to now see the words of the get, then it'll be a valid get. But if you actually can't see that it was a get that was written beneath it, then it would not be considered a valid get. And the Gemara asks, and even if you now could see the actual words of the get, how could that work? Why don't we say that maybe this is the only time that it brought out the actual ksav of the get, but when the woman actually received the get, the words were already absorbed into the paper, and therefore she never really received an actual valid get, as the only way a get could be a valid get is if at the time after the Nesinas HaGet, the get was actually able to be read by the woman. And the Gemara therefore answers, Shmuel Nami Chayshinin Kama, that in the Chanamu, when Shmuel said it's a valid get, it didn't mean that she's actually Vade Megureshes and she could actually go get married, but she's only Safak Megureshes, and all the dinim of a Safak Grusha would apply. And as Rashi says, Vimes, if the husband would die, Asul a Kayin, she would be asked to marry a Kayin, even though potentially she's Almana, as she potentially a Grusha, Vichaletz Vlemis Yabemes, the Safak Grusha he. Taisus explains, Mai Denara is not exact like Rashi says, but Perish Rach, May Klippus Remind, it's referring to the liquid that comes from the pomegranate pails. And Taisus Dimu Maskel Shmuel Nami Chayshinin Kama, he states, Hashle Tzrich Lok made a bit kino, that at this point we don't have to say they actually checked it out using this dye, the Chila Bet Kinanami, even if you don't check it out, we still have to be choshish that maybe it is actually a valid get, but certainly if you actually check it out and you're still not able to see the Lashon HaGet, then love klumu, then certainly it would not be a valid get and it wouldn't even be a get misafik. And the Gemara continues, Amar Vina, Amar Li Amema, Hachi Amar Marema, Mishmed Ravdimi. Ravina said in the name of Amema, that so said Marema in the name of Ravdimi, Hani Beitre, Diyav Gita Kamayu, Tzrich Lemikre, that these two people that you give a get in front of them, referring to the Eidim Besira, they have to read the get either before or after, and we'll see what this means in Taisus at the bottom of Amid. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question, if a woman receives a get from her husband and she takes it and immediately throws it into the sea or into the fire in any way that it gets destroyed, and the husband claims afterwards that it wasn't a get and it was really shtar pasim shtar mano. So as we saw in this brisa before, megureshes, that she is considered megureshes, and the husband doesn't have the ability to ask her. The Gemara asks, v'amrei tzrich lemikrei, if you just said that the Edim Isiri have to read the get, if the Edim already read the get, then how could the husband taina that was shtar pasim shtar mano? And the Gemara answers, leitzricha, the bust of the karu, after they read it, he actually put it into his pocket, or he put it into his sleeve, and then he took it out again, and immediately after he took it out, he gave it to his wife, and his wife threw it into the yam. So ma'arotema, you might think, chalufi chalfei, that they actually switched the get with the shtar mano and shtar pasim, and maybe it should be nemon, kamash one, that since the Edom already read it, we don't have to be choshish that maybe this is a different document and this is a valid get. And in Taisa Dino Maskel Tzrich Lemikre, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, Taisa states, and the re was ruggle to read a get prior to giving the get over to the woman as well as afterwards. That even if you don't read a get before you give it to the woman and you read it afterwards, then it would definitely be a valid get, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, that was a man that threw a get to his wife and he threw it on her property and it fell between a bunch of barrels. So when she went to get it, they found that there was a mezuzah over there. Rav Nachman says, mezuzah beni doni lo shchicha, since it's not normal to find a mezuzah between barrels, therefore we won't be choshed that he threw a get and we'll be toiled that he threw a mezuzah over there and he wanted a fool to think there was a get. And as Rashi says, vizui shizarkla vein loch Hashem get zarkla v'ovid, and we don't have to be choshed that maybe it is a valid get. And the Gemara continues, that is only if they only find one mezuzah, that if you find two or three mezuzahs over there, since we know that he only threw one document and you now find two or three mezuzahs, so therefore if these were over there beforehand, therefore the other one was also there beforehand, and we're not going to say that the thing they threw was the last mezuzah, and even though you can't find a get, we will say that some mice or weasels came and took the get, and therefore we can't find a get, but the get was really a valid get, and it's mashmah for Rashi that this get would be a vade get, and she'd be vade megureshes. However, the Rambam and other Rishonim say that she's only megureshes misafik, and the Gemara's lashon is mashmah like that, as the Gemara stated, imach barom shaklu. In addition, the Meiri says that you're only going to be suffering megureshes, and you can't be megureshes vadei, as clearly by the fact that we don't know exactly what he threw there, therefore it's muchach that the Edim did not read the get prior to the Nesina, and therefore it can't be that she'll be vade megureshes. And the Mefarshim explained that just like over here we said that if you find two or three mezuzahs, that the din would be that she would be megureshes. The same would be that if you found no mezuzahs is over there, then we would have to say that the reason why we can't find a document that we knew that was thrown there was because Im Achbarim Shaklu, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.